Father, we thank you for the opening of this school season. We thank you for all the new students, the students who come back. We pray that we can make an effect on ministries around the world and help the body of Christ come into her full measurement of anointing and blessings. We bless all these students. We bless all the instructors that we'll have a glorious time this year in the Word. In Jesus' name, amen. This is your first semester, first time. We welcome you. We're going to begin right into the teaching in Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. We want to talk about the apostolic origin. The origin might not sound right. The origin of reason for God to put the apostolic in the fivefold ministry gifts, which you find in graces, which you find in Ephesians 4:11. Ephesians 4:11 is going to be pivotal. Chapter 3 of Ephesians and chapter 4. It talks about revelation of the mysteries. It talks about the unsearchable riches of Christ. It talks about the manifold wisdom of God. And then it talks about having access, boldness, and confidence. Those things are very important in the ministry. And when you look at Ephesians 4:11, and it gives some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers, you may wonder why he keeps saying some. That is a clarity that everybody is not in the same office. And also, I want you to look at them because they are built in chronological order. And that's something the body of Christ have missed. Each office, each grace is for fulfillment of a dominant anointing that the church really have not enjoyed. Now, you're going to be a part of that in this generation, and you're in a mixed up culture, but as long as you yield to revelation knowledge of the anointing and the ways of God, you will be a tremendous blessing in this generation. Now, no matter what office you're in, you might not be in these five yet, but the lesson will teach you and train you in an anointing that you can walk in apostolic footstep with an apostolic mantle on you with an apostolic anointing. Now, beginning off in Ephesians 4:11, even before we get into our class in the aspect of the teaching about bringing the fivefold ministry into apostolic functioning, how to bring the prophet, the pastor, the teacher, the evangelist into apostolic functioning, because it was designed by God for a government to be placed on all of the fivefold ministry gift. A apostolic government and anointing. We'll read a scripture in a few moments that I think people just read over and didn't understand what God was aiming to do. Just like the army have a general, captain, the spirit world has divine order. That's very good. The spirit world has divine order. And we want to set you up in that divine order in the school to function. And you'll function in a greater dimension of God's wisdom and God's understanding. So if you look with me in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. First order, I ask you to look with me in Ephesians 4:11. So don't just let me read and sit up there like I am a psychologist or something, or a scientist. No, it's spiritual, so you need to look, whatever instruction you're given. And he gives some apostles, some prophets, and some prophet, and some evangelist, and some pastors, and teachers, and some teachers, he said. Now notice what he gives, 12 words, for the perfecting, for the completion, for the maturing of the saints, as every believer. And then secondly, for the work of the ministry, that they can function with a dominant anointing in the spirit, and for the edifying of the body of Christ, building the church up in a position, no matter what time come or what happened, that the church would be in her position to reign and rule in life by Christ Jesus. And then the 13th verse says another reason, till we all come into the unity of the faith. Now, that's a powerful statement, into the unity of the faith, being able to use faith properly and strongly. And of the knowledge of the Son of God, my, unto a perfect man, as again, a perfect, complete, matured man in the Spirit, and to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now, that is powerful. In other words, being able to operate like Christ operated through the anointing and through his relationship with the Father. That's our assignment, to build and yield our ministry to God in such a way that Christ's ministry may still go on through us. And then verse 14 is very important for the church. There's so much going on now. And I want to direct you as a student in this school, as a minister of the gospel, to be able to train the church in, as verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children. And what happened to children? Tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men. See, we have to make it so clear and so efficient that the people that are under us will never be carried by every wind of doctrine. And cunning craftiness, whoa, cunning craftiness, that's discernment there, whereby they lie in wait, notice that, to deceive. Verse 14 is very strong. In verse 15, now we have to, if we train people according to the design of God in the spirit world with Ephesians 4 and 11, and I want to say to your class that that's what's been happening. I've been 49 years, and what have happened, the whole spectrum of the fivefold ministry gifts has not been in place as they should. Therefore, there's a lot of staggering, a lot of drifting going on. Good people, but the people have to be trained properly, and you're going to be the one that's going to train them properly and train yourself. Notice verse 15, put them in a position to do this, but speaking the truth in love, no matter what nobody else said, no lie thrown, speaking the truth, may grow up, that's so important, into him in all things, wow, which is the head, even Christ. Now, verse 16 is sort of pivotal to me because I've watched this over the years, and I want you to see this clearly. From whom the whole body fitly joined together, and compacted by that which every joint supply. See, you've got to be trained to be that. According to the effectual working in the measure of every part, every joint supply, every part, make it increase of the body into the edifying of itself in love. That is so powerful. So I want you to read those 11 through 16 over and over again, chapter 3 and verse 4 of Ephesians. Let me show you something about verse 11. Look at Acts 20:28. Acts 20:28. This is what we're building on, and this is what I want you to see, and it puts you in a position that God can use you. Take heed unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost have made you overseer. All right, overseer, to feed the church of God, which is purchased with his own blood. The Apostle Paul told that to a bunch of pastors. And it's just like what the Apostle Paul was teaching those pastors. I'm in this school session to teach you how to feed the church and how to be under the direction of the Holy Ghost. Now listen very carefully now, because this next verse, and I'm talking about verses that pertain into Ephesians 4:11, Ephesians 2:20, look at this verse and tell me what you're receiving out of it. And built and are built upon the foundation of the apostle. What? Now we know the greater foundation is Christ, but he has a system he works. And built upon the foundation of the apostle and prophets, Jesus himself being the chief cornerstone. Now, why you don't have the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher? Because that's not what he wanted to put in there. He's showing us there that there's something in that apostle and that prophet that the body of Christ need, that the church need. So We have omitted this and put everybody equal, and it has caused a problem. Now, I've been through it, I went through it for many years. It has caused a problem. It caused us not to reach the altitude in the spirit, in the anointing, in the unsearchable riches of Christ, and the manifold wisdom of God as we should. Another scripture you can look at is Romans 12:7. I won't turn to it. And then I won't look at, under verse 14, I want you to look at Isaiah 28:9 and Romans 16:18. And then under verse 16, I want you to look at Colossians 2:19. Those scriptures will give you a backup understanding of what the Spirit of God is saying. Now, bringing the fivefold ministry into apostolic functioning or apostolic anointing, one of the grandest factors, the student who was here last semester will know this, but one of the grandest factors about the apostolic is government, spiritual government. So our spiritual government in the church has not been in the altitude or the attitude that God wants it in. But I believe you and I are designed to bring it back by properly separating, properly understanding, properly yielding to aspects in the spirit that will make us wear a dominant anointing. And that's what this is for. The apostolic functioning, and we right here, that's what we're doing now, is a pioneering of function. What that mean? Going into territories that have been left out, sharing with people things of the spirit that will make them stronger, pioneering, pathfinding. This is Ephesians 4:11-16 is a pathfinding factor for the church and for ministry that we want to increase on. And then pace setting, setting the pace. The church supposed to set the pace for the whole world because the church is the most powerful, most anointed situation that ever lived. And you are part of it, and God is calling you to, in leadership, to train his people right. We saw that they won't be put around with all winds of doctrine. We've got winds of doctrine going on now that we really have to be wise. That's why the Bible says, study to show yourself approved of God, or working with it. Need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I don't think it's intentionally, I think it's just deception. And the key to deception, right as you know, is discernment. So you pray and ask the Lord to give you discernment, no matter who says something. If it does not line up with God's word, you will not partake of it from this day forward. Now, in bringing you into alignment with the apostolic functioning, it means changing the people or challenging the people of God into full operation in their divine nature. Full operation into their divine nature. I read, you know, the Bible says that God made Moses a god to Pharaoh. And the Bible also talks about those of us who attend to his word, have not I called you gods? And then John 1:12 said, but as many as received him, to them give he the power, become the sons of God. And I follow this with me. But Romans 8:14 says, you got to qualify. As many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Look at those scriptures. They'll give you an insight on what we're doing and the shifting that we're making now. So it's changing the people, or channeling the people of God into full operation in the divine nature. That cannot happen if the fivefold ministry gifts are not in place, and that if the apostle is not the head of the pack. It's just as simple as all that. I'm not saying this because I'm an apostle, but I'm saying that I've seen so many things we've been missing out on. There's another point I want you to record. Moving God's people from worldly opinion to kingdom dominion. from worldly opinion to kingdom dominion. Now, personalize this as I minister to you. In Hebrews 12, 22 through 28, it's laid out that we have come to the courts of heaven. I read a book on it, the courts of heaven. And we've come to a kingdom that cannot be moved. I want you to study those scriptures. Hebrews 12, 22 through 28. We're right in the period of shaking. There's a lot of shaking going on right here at this time. And the shaking is for a reason. It is God pulling his hands back. I want you to understand this, so you'll never be nervous about what's going on. You just stay in the will, plan, and purpose of God. You're going to be fine. But there's a lot of shaking going on, but those who operate in the kingdom and the kingdom principle and the kingdom wisdom and the kingdom understanding in what you are will not be shaken with what was shaken, because there's a kingdom that can't be shook. And you're going to find it in those scriptures. And then embracing the apostolic call, anointing, and functioning. I'll give you those three P's: pioneering, pace setting, pathfinding. I also give you that the apostolic is a spiritual governing factor with revelation, with anointing, with compassion to lead the other fivefold ministry gift that the people can properly be trained in divine order. Another aspect I want you to record early in this class: overcoming programs, personal agendas, people who are power hunger. We got to deal with that, especially you pastor. You have to deal with that, because your ministry is not to cater to people, it is to carry people. Very important. Not to cater to, just because I won't sing, can I sing? You know what I'm saying? So we have to have wisdom, but at the same time, I see as an apostle in churches a lot of things going on that are not necessary, and a lot of things going on that is, for lack of a better word, cramping the spirit. In the anointing and in the people who are submitted to you are ready to go to level after level after level. But if we cut them off with program and personal agenda, we'll have the same thing going on all the time. The spirit world is somewhat unpredictable. That's why it has to be, listen very carefully, a yielding and a flowing. In the natural, you will not be able to understand ministry. You can have programs, you can be organized, but flowing and yielding is greater than that. And that's what I want to train you in the school and all my instructors, how to flow and how to yield. Let me give you a secret on this. When you operate in a dominant anointing, you will have to trust God completely. There are times it seems like what he's saying is wrong. But he's doing that for you to operate in faith and trust him. He's always right. God does not operate in A, B, C, D, E, F, G. He operates like he wants to operate. So we can't bring him to a alphabetical order or numerical order. He works on a divine platform. That's why we're going to have a revelation and anointing and know how to walk in the full flow, or you'll be left out. So embrace in this class the call, the anointing, and the function. You'll see a lot of things in me and a lot in my instructors, because they're all connected to me. All right. Another reason we're going into this apostolic teaching and apostolic and functioning for ministry is we must stop drifting in the spirit. There's a lot of drifting in the spirit going on in the body of Christ, because the supernatural cannot manifest as a desire because men have set up structures to manage the supernatural. The supernatural is not built on any structure but these fivefold, Ephesians 4:11, if they get it properly, because all of them one could become God, become Jesus, become the Holy Spirit, actually training his people. Can you see that, Clarence? See, the structure cuts out the supernatural. Programs cuts out the supernatural. The two words I want you to get is yielding and flow. Now, you know, we don't go do nothing crazy. A lot of people do a lot of crazy things. But as you're led by the Spirit and as the Spirit is bearing witness with you, you'll walk into strong, sometimes I call it strange anointing, but they're supernatural. And the manifestation and the demonstration will come out great and be a blessing and set off Ephesians 4:11 through 16. The body of Christ traditionally, religiously organized, gonna have to be broken up by anointings and wisdom and compassion to bring them to a place of really enjoying their walk with God in spite of what come up. Doesn't matter what come up, if you're in God's favor and you're operating under the finished work and you're operating by faith. Get those three, the finished work of Christ, faith, and favor. I want you to have that. Always look for those in every episode, and you'll find them in unusual places. I can say that way, you'll find them in unusual places. All right, class, now, so your drifting days are over now. You're gonna shift into the Spirit, shift into the apostolic, shift into the prophetic, and it's gonna cause dominion to come into your life. So get ready to shift. Another thing in this lesson I'm about to teach, get ready for the dominion anointing in you and in the people of God, the dominion anointing. When the word is rightly divided, the anointing is rightly submitted to, there's a dominion anointing. Now, you have to listen real closely because this is hitting denomination and religion and structures that men have set up. When you become too organized, you can't recognize the move of the Spirit. Wow. Yeah, you see, because the Spirit is sometime, for lack of a better word, according to the flow of the natural, unorganized. You know, it's moving rims that no book can tell you about but the Bible. So when you become too organized, you can't recognize the movement of the Spirit. Routine take place of revelation. Now, I'm all based on Ephesians 4:11 through 16 here. I might step in and put in 1 Corinthians 2, the whole chapter of 1 Corinthians 2, the apostle lay out his ministry, and he let us know that I'm determined not to know anything but Jesus Christ and him crucified. Very important. He's working from that finished work of Christ. Okay, now, if you are over-concerned about being popular, you will never walk in full power. Woo! See, popularity and power don't walk in the same place. I'm talking about popular before people, a people pleaser. You will never walk in the full anointing. Now, you got to have wisdom. You got to have discretion. You got to have discernment. You got to have compassion in ministry. You got to have it. But you also have to have understanding of access, boldness, and confidence in the presence of God to let him tell you what to do. So I'll call you my sons and daughters or my brothers and sisters. There's a shifting in the Spirit to change the atmosphere into the realm of the supernatural. The regular services would not be able to hold up in these times. All right? All right, let's start here. program, personal agenda, and power hunger. We talk about that. So as we talk about pastors changing into apostolic functioning, Spirit of God says, the prophet, the teacher, the evangelist, all five, more, fivefold, turn into the apostolic mandate. And in dealing with that, I want to give you a little outline to be holding on to show you where we're going with this. The distinctive developments of dominant anointing. We're going to talk about the nature of it. We're going to talk about what happened to the people. We're going to talk about the message. We're going to talk about the emphasis, the strategies, the impact and influence, the experiences, and manifestation. That's what I want to talk about, getting ready to shift and getting ready for the dominion anointing. Let me read to you a little bit, because it's so strong in this apostolic mandate. Too many senior pastors are receiving many senior pastors are receiving a clear mandate from God to change their role in their local churches. There's an urgency of the Spirit in the life of the governing ministers, to heed the call of God to move from the pastoral anointing and function to embrace the apostolic call and function. I say for all of the fire, they should be operating under embracing the apostolic call and functioning, because there's divine order. God is repositioning the arrowhead to launch the church forward to fulfill his great commission. The whole church can move forward if the senior pastors heed, and I'm talking to you now, heed and embrace the apostolic call and allow the Lord to lead them into this function. Now I'm saying whatever call you walking in that God's intending to bring you in, take heed to the apostolic functioning. It will put you in a position to carry out the will of God. We're talking about senior pastors. So, Pastor, y'all listen. Senior pastors who have become familiar and comfortable in their pastoral, administrative, and managerial role and function are failing to recognize the clear direction of the Lord in wanting to move the church into apostolic nature and power. Apostolic, write that down, class. Apostolic nature. We're talking about the spirit world now. And power. We're not talking about a man. We're talking about a calling. We're not talking about a woman. We're talking about a calling. The apostolic nature and power should be in all of the fivefold ministry gift. There's a government there. Isaiah 9, write it down. 6 and 7, you need to read. There's a government there that need to come forward. This gear shift from the pastoral to the apostolic function must be clearly heeded by senior pastors if they desire to see the church change in its nature and anointing. So from this school, in sending you out, I want you to be anointed enough to the people that you minister to change their nature and their anointing, that the scriptures will come alive and will become a part of them, that they'll be the soul of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. They'll be so excited about the Word of God that we can put forth Matthew 4:4, that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded. That word proceeded, I want you to look it up, out of the mouth of God. It's got to constantly come out. You're locking in with John 6:63. It is the Spirit that quickeneth the flesh, profits nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Lock those two scriptures together, and this is what we are talking about. All right? So nature and anointing. In other words, that it can perform more, 2 Peter chapter 1, in their divine nature. That chapter will tell you the thing that you need to add to your faith. It talks about exceeding great and precious promises. To a certain extent, because of Satan's deception in the fivefold ministry gift, at large, the church has been deceived. Christians are suffering without an answer. I've delved into wealth, I've delved into health apostolically. I'm called for that. But God has so much more for his children that they're not receiving because the aspect of Ephesians chapter 3 and 4 is not functioning as the Father wanted to function. And the Father is telling me in these days, he's going to have teaching like this, eye-opening factors like this in the spirit world, so we can get in that dominion anointing and start taking back over territories that the church have let go by being so organized. The church is not an organization. Many years ago, he told me that churches are organisms, a living organism, and have to move out in the power pack anointing of revelation knowledge. So that nature and anointing, call and functioning in you, in these classes, as well as in those, in your family, as well as they begin to see it in you, and in your ministry, in your life as a whole. Wherever the type of dominant anointing over church is changed, there will be other specific development that will take place within the church. And this is what we're going to be bringing things into divine order. When the senior pastor, or I'm saying when the fivefold ministry gift, move out of function under a pastoral anointing or under a, because pastor try to take the other threefold of them. They can't. They got to back and get under themselves. Let me read this to you. When a senior pastor moves out of functioning under a pastoral anointing into an apostolic anointing, the church will be deeply affected. Now, class, get a hold of this. What I say, distinctive developments, plural, of dominant anointings, plural. Now, that reads supernatural. That reads miracles, signs, and wonders. In which the church have seen some, but there's a whole lot more. There's a whole lot more. The scripture said, when the enemy come in like a flood, the spirit will lift up a standard. It's so powerful, so powerful. So let's look at the nature here. Look at the nature. The nature of the restored church. Now you understand, now class, you understand what I'm talking about, the restored church. Being restored to divine originated order. Being restored to divine originated order. Because the church is out of order because the five, Ephesians 4:11, is somewhat, to a large degree, out of order. Now, you sitting under the apostolic teaching and instruction and anointing, you're going to be different. You're not going to be a troublemaker. But you're going to be different because you're going to be wearing an impact that is not normal. Are you listening to me? You're going to be wearing an anointing that is not normal. You're going to be unfolding revelation that is not normal. So what I'm saying to you, get ready. You can't be shut down in the pack. You got to know how to flow. You got to know how to yield. You got to know how to function. Be aware. Be aware. You're in this school, be aware. Because, you know, write this down. A higher anointing will begin to flow in your life. The nature of the restored church will take the dimension of the dominant anointing flowing into it. Let me get it again. I'm going to take you to a scripture. The nature of the restored church. When you talk about restored church, what are we talking about, Claire? going back to the original plan of having the fivefold ministry gifts in order, just like a spiritual army. That's all it is, spiritual army. God sent out certain people to do certain things, and then it drops into the body of Christ, training soldiers to know how to fight the good fight of faith, know how to flow in the Spirit, know how to follow divine orders, whether it don't look right or not. You know, David faced Goliath, it didn't look right naturally. Everybody else was scared. But yet God, by following divine orders, took him down with a slingshot. I'm trying to think of his name. Daniel in the lion den, the three Hebrew boys, Jericho wall. All those places are not normal functioning. Moses standing before the Red Sea, all of a sudden the thing opened up. This is type Koran Metskon Dashke Brobasku Vrahas. Orama Maneskon Neske Vroma Vasugiske Mameneta Porobabiskana Yuskume Epalebasa Suje Ebrahama Sukuta Tiskuna. These supernatural functioning coming back to the body of Christ, that ministers will walk in anointing like Moses, like Daniel, like David. These Goliaths and these Red Seas, these lions and these burning fire that destroy the works of God will meet the burning bush of the flame of glory that will be flowing through you as a child of God. Many, many will come to you for instruction and direction. For you see, by being a part of what God is doing now, you are in an anointing shift like never before. You will grow. You will fly with the eagles, fly with the doves. You will be anointed like never before. And when you talk about an eagle flying, you're not talking about flying per se, you're talking about soaring on the winds of the Holy Ghost, soaring on the wings of the Holy Ghost, with the Holy Ghost fire as an engine for your revelation, for your discernment, for wisdom that'll be in your life. So my sons and daughters, get ready for an altitude that you have never been to before. Get ready for to go places that you have never been before, because in these lessons you're about to receive, you're going to places that you never have been before.